definition of a weed is the Weed Science Society of America has defined it as a plant growing in an undesired location, but that doesn't really tell us where it is or why it got there. And we don't have killing freezes in the lower Rio Grande Valley, so cotton can survive throughout mild winters. That means we don't have a host-free period. True. There may be very few hosts out there during the whole year. It's at non-production times, but we do have a non-host period, or there is no period out there in which there isn't cotton. And in the cropping areas, tillage and herbiciding operations effectively destroy volunteer and regrowth cotton. It's not perfect, but they are effective. You can get horror stories of some grower using 3 pounds of atrazine and sugar cane and still come up with some cotton. But for the most part, they are effective. And Technical Advisory Committee looked at the need to research, develop, and improve methods for locating, treating, and destroying cotton outside of planted fields. These are the areas that I recorded with of having volunteer cotton. There's not a pattern to that other than most of it's right about in here. Part of that is I was familiar with that area. I didn't have any problems really finding cotton. I didn't spend that much time finding cotton. Probably about 85% of my time was under a dissection scope trying to do some plant mapping of the plants that I did sample, looking at dissections, recording size of the squares and other fruiting forms, and in examining what the mortality factors were in the immature populations within those plants I collected, and of course recording what adults were too. So these areas was really just where I was more familiar with, and that's why I concentrated in that area. So there's not, that doesn't mean they're not here or anywhere else. And Mexico has volunteer populations as well. I took a Sunday drive over here in about 30 minutes. I could go down this little feeder road and find plenty of large plants of cotton that were heavily infested. That was back a few days after Thanksgiving. The salt shaker concept has been used to describe part of the seed dispersal of the Malvaceae, which cotton belongs to, as you see here, when the capsule matures, you can have cotton fall on the ground. And this represents, this is a volunteer cotton, and so this means that it has already dropped seed here, and because it's already in the habitat, there's a very likely chance that there will be some persistence occur, and that this has been seen by a germination of other plants at the base of this plant, and that's to be expected, but that's what it is. And so there's very local transport, and if you take the salt shaker concept a little further, I think the cotton migrant hauler is a salt shaker on wheels. If you get sloughing off in the building of that module, and that is on bouncy roads and stuff, I know everybody's seen cotton falling out of the back here. Sometimes it'll come out in big clumps. Another aspect too is trailers, seed sources that are hauling seed from the gym. Sometimes those may not be well tarped. Larry Smith said he saw some filling operations or loading operations of that. A lot of times as they were topped off in the trailers that they were using, there were all kinds of cracks and crevices in here where cotton could be lodged in there, the gin seed. So I think this is a researchable area too. Try to document. Is this something that could be used to reduce the amount of seed in the seed bank that's put out there, so we don't have to go and find it and destroy it? I don't know if something like a simple tarp on there or something that's on a hydraulic engine, like a half clamshell device that would fit over the back here, but I think it needs to be researched. Or maybe some crafty fellow in the gin shop could fashion it. Ginners are obviously strapped. I think we have 6 or 7 gins in the valley. There were 30,000 acres of cotton last year. I don't know how they survive on that, so they may be reluctant to try to put anything else in their operation. Hurricane Dolly was really tremendous in terms of its impact. It couldn't have come at a worse time because there were open bowls on the stock. A little bit of cotton had been harvested and taken to the gin. But the time of its occurrence, those gale force winds, the heavy rains that caused the flooding, it really presented a terrible situation. But there are annually those processes going on in terms of wind and water that happen every year. I moved to the valley in 88. I've always noticed at times volunteer cotton, especially on overpasses. And so this is an area where flooding didn't get to, and yet in the medians in these places and prior to some of the columns that go over here, you see cotton on the side. This side here was discovered because I was noticing some cotton in the median here on the top. And so when I dropped down and made a turn in here, this is what I found. There were probably, I don't know, 300 or 400 plants there, really large ones, very heavily infested. Somebody came in just right after Christmas and had destroyed some of this. Some of the plants were pulled up, others weren't. A lot of plants were missed, and you see a lot of seed cotton here. So this is a site that I'll be going back to next year to look at recruitment of new plants, and a bit of that may be hard because the destruction effort was so incomplete that it may be really hard to tell what's new and what just didn't get removed and was back in. This is another, the same type of situation, and this is not meant to embarrass, but this is Valco, it's the seed crusher there in it. And I think that is in this area here, that was all in this ditch here. This is this ditch right here. There were areas between here that were filled up and with the water. A lot of plants in here. This was after our little frost that we had the other day, but actively growing plants, very large. And so it's either coming from module haulers, the seed that falls off of the expressway, or just along a roadside. Or it's from trailers hauling gin seed, or it could be both. Another transport, besides what we provide directly, is water transport. I just threw some cotton in there, different structures of infested bowls, green bowls, hardlock cotton, in the burr and everything, they all floated. These here, actually, as you see here, this is all very dry. I actually had to submerge these. I submerged them for 10 days. They germinated when they imbibed water, and as soon as I took off the petri dish, it floated to the top. So this is something that you see, and I can imagine, if you would imagine after the effects of Dolly, that this might be all of this flotsam of infested bowls and everything could be up on the flotsam and wherever abutted with habitat there could be in important places to look for a volunteer cop. I want to go back right quick on this. Sappington et al. Did a study in the early aughts that that showed they were looking at transport of boll weevils in these modules, and found considerable survival. And so, along with perhaps sprinkling seed cotton out on the highways, roadways, and everything, it's also sprinkling out boll weevils. This would tend also to deliver boll weevils to some of the same places that the volunteer cotton might establish. As I talked about, this is some of the flotsam of what happens. This is just at the end of a field. But if you could imagine maybe the shoreline after Dolly, and we are interested in mapping and looking at risky habitats where cotton might develop. So I think this is something that we could look at some of the archived satellite imagery and use that as part of that, as an overlay to map habitat. This just shows after a rain in a field, and that was this past year, where it seems like the volunteer cotton kind of settled down in here. When it does that, you can see this area in here, you see volunteer cotton here. So this seed cotton, infested bolls, whatever could actually be, this drain pipe is a conduit to send it down into in a ditch. These are also important areas that I found a very heavily infested area back across from this culvert. The cotton field is actually back this way. Some of the cotton that's going down here could have been dropped by haulers, but this does provide a conduit through there. When I looked at this location in real estate, habitat, and cotton. When I look at this, volunteer cotton that has occurred after a rain from harvested field this past year. If you just look at this piece here and imagine that water furrow being this, a lot of the structure is much the same. This goes through this good deep sandy clay loam soil. It's the same place where cotton is planted, and so this is a conduit through which water transport can carry seed cotton and establish on the side of the banks. Even a smaller scale water furrow can be in the cracks and crevices around a bridge site between the concrete. So this was paraquatted or some other herbicide, but it hadn't prevented this cotton here from flowering, and there were a lot of plants at the bottom that led right into where the arroyo was. This was at the steer barn at one of the livestock shows. I figured that happens in March. I figured probably somebody was bringing animals up there. Maybe they had used that trailer, either a livestock trailer or another trailer, to have cotton seed during the planting process. A few seed got off of here, fell in there. So it'd be very surprising where this shows up. Probably a very rare occurrence. There are about 18 irrigation districts in the valley. This is just one of them. And in the drainage districts are based on different elements. But most all of these either canals that are carrying water, right next to them there's a drainage ditch to from which the canal was built at one time. Most of this other stuff that I've shown you is from probably the effects that occurred during Dolly, or rather transportation of seed cotton on roadsides. This is clear evidence of Dolly's effect here. This was a cotton field on this side over here. It just washed up all in this area here. You can see all of the flotsam and a plant here. This site had 56 plants. This is probably some of the biggest right here. Very, very small plants, but had boll weevil associated with it soon after it came up. And and that has continued. I've made several site visits back there. It's always had an association with, or boll weevil has been associated with that, either by egg punctures out there or live adults. I've picked a lot of live, I say a lot, but a good many live adults from that, and so there's they continue to either find it or are associated with it in terms of infested square. Another example of Dolly's effect, this was a cotton field, this was all fallow, it just washed up all of this seed cotton. This is from destruction effort that was that somebody else did, and but the plants were left out there. Field. I stripped the fruit off of them, and this date here represents what was out there. So this these probably need to be taken off site before the 1900s. They put kerosene in the ditches in the valley and set ditches and hold areas of fire there. We can't do that now. But probably if this is infested, certainly it's something that perhaps it could be done on site, chewed up or something, but it shouldn't be left there. Okay. These are just some other instances here of where cotton shows up. These are some of the volunteer cotton locations, seed bank factors. And just to can wrap this up quickly, this is a regrowth field. If we look at what maybe the whole total plant numbers of volunteer cotton is in the valley, maybe it's about three of these right here. And so one of the perspectives I have on volunteer cotton, the engine is not there to produce an outbreak of boll weevil. I think more likely that we will see is that as the weevils are brought down, they're not allowed to exploit the cotton in production fields, that the only cotton that that could have weevils out there would be the volunteer cotton. And I kind of see something along the lines of kind of a nuisance in terms of having to stay vigilant and make sure that you don't have an outbreak because of undetected weevils coming from this volunteer cotton. Thank you.